However, it's time that we left the West now for the East. It's time that we got back to Buddhism. Time that we got back to the White Lotus Sutra. And time that we came to our parable for this week. This parable contains the Buddhist version of the archetype of the divine healer. And this parable may be called, quite simply, the parable of the good physician. It occurs in chapter 15 of the sutra, or chapter 16, according to the Chinese version. I'm going to deal with the circumstances in which this parable came to be related by the Buddha later on. It starts, of course, once upon a time. And that, as we know by this time, means out of time altogether. Once upon a time, there was a good physician. And this good physician was very highly skilled in the whole art and science of healing. And he was able to cure, we are told, all sorts of diseases. And it so happened that he had many sons. The text says 10 or 20 or 100. Can take your choice, apparently. And one day, the good physician, the father, went away to a distant country, leaving his sons, 10 or 20 or 100, behind him. And apparently they had access to his dispensary, to his store of medicines. So what did they do? They drank his medicines in his absence. Probably thought they'd do them good. But those medicines happened to be poisonous. And having drunk them, the sons all became delirious. And having become delirious, they just fell to the ground. And they were just rolling on the ground in their delirium. And it was at this point that the father returned. Now, not all the sons had been equally affected by the poison. Some, unfortunately, had lost their senses completely. But others were still sensible to some extent. They were able to recognize their father. And they were very glad to see him. And they were able to explain to him what had happened. So what did the father do? He at once went out. He went among the fields and the hills, and he gathered all sorts of herbs. And these herbs he pounded and he mixed, and he prepared a medicine. And he gave that medicine to his sons to bring them out of their delirium. So those who were still sensible to some extent, they took the medicine, they drank it, and bit by bit they recovered. But what about the others? What about those who had lost their senses? They, in their delirium, were unwilling to take the medicine. In their delirium they said, as far as one could make out, that they were very glad to see their father. And they said that they wanted to be cured, but they wouldn't take the medicine. Some of them thought it was too nasty, or they didn't like the look of it, and so on. And why was this? The reason was that the poison, deriving from the medicines they had originally taken, wrongly taken, had entered very deeply into their system. They'd completely lost their senses. So much so that they even said that their father's medicine, the one he now wanted to give them, was no good. So they continued in their delirium, rolling on the floor. So Father wondered what to do. So he thought that as it was a desperate case, he'd better play a trick. Play a trick so as to get them to take the medicine. So, you know, he pretended to forget all about giving them any medicine. He said, "Look here, my boys, I'm now very, very old. And the time of my death is at hand. I'm leaving my medicine with you, but I'm going away. If you take the medicine, you'll surely get better, but that's up to you. I can't say anything. I'm going away. You won't see me again. I'm going to a distant place." So off he went, leaving the sons in their delirium with the medicine. And after a while, a messenger came, very slowly, very sadly, and he said, "I'm sorry to have to tell you, your father is dead." Of course, he wasn't really dead. He just sent the messenger to say so. But hearing this, hearing that their father, the good physician, was dead, all the sons were greatly distressed. And they reflected to themselves that if only our father was alive, he would have had pity on us, he would have helped us, would have saved us, would have cured us. But now he's left us, he's gone away, he's died in a distant country, there's no one to help us, no one to look after us. So in this way they were lamenting, the tears were streaming down their faces, and they were saying to one another, "Now we are orphans, we're all alone in the world, there's nobody to help us." So they became so upset and so grief-stricken, and this continued for so long, that they came to their senses. And having come to their senses, they recognized the goodness of the medicine that their father had left with them. So they drank it, and they were cured. And in due course, of course, Father heard what had happened. And he came back, and he showed himself to them, that he was alive and well after all. And this is the parable of the good physician.